of Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar bin Abdul Aziz. We're going to look at his life from beginning to end, from his birth till after his demise and his legacy that he left behind in this world. Day by day, inshallah, we look at the various aspects as he progressed through his life. Now, to start off with, his name was Umar bin Abdul Aziz bin Marwan bin Al-Hakam bin Abil As bin Umayyah bin Abdi Shams bin Abdi Manaf. He was a leader, an imam, a mujtahid, an issuer of independent legal rulings. He was a hafiz, one who committed the entire Quran to memory. He was an ascetic, and most of them all, the slave of Allah, commander of the faithful. Abul Hafs, the Qurayshi Umayyad al-Madani, and the late al-Masri from Egypt, the rightly guided pious caliphs, and as well as Ashaj, the mark or the scar. Those are some of his titles, and all of this has been written in the book Siyaru A'lamin Nubala. Now, when we look at the life of Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, he was one of the imams of Ijtihad, the process of independent lawmaking based on the Islamic Sharia. He was one of the rightly guided caliphs. He was a person of outstanding morals and ethics, well-rounded, refined, diplomatic, politically minded, who showed a keen interest and passion for justice whenever possible. He possessed extensive knowledge as a faqih, as a jurist, and he had sound intelligence and understanding. He was very devoted and repentant and conscious of Allah at all times. Despite holding the seat of the Khalifat, he remained very abstinent with regards to this world and firm conviction in the Akhirah. There were many governors who he would question them intensely. He would deduct from the salaries if there was underperformance. He repossessed the illegitimate acquisitions. That was Amirul Mu'mineen Umar bin Abdulaziz, who relentlessly discouraged and punished laxity of morals. In fact, those who did not give up their evil ways, he would take action against them, and he was known for that. Looking at his family background, his father was Abdul Aziz bin Marwan bin Al-Hakam, a name that acquired a status as one of the most finest Umayyad leaders, courageous and generous. He held the position of governor of Egypt for more than 20 years, that is his father. His qualities of piety and righteousness were so resolved that when he wanted to marry, he said to his assistant, "Collect 400 dinars of my good money, for I want to marry from a household that possesses goodness." And he would marry Ummi Asim, the daughter of Asim bin Umar bin Khattab, the granddaughter of Amirul Mu'min Umar bin Khattab, whose name, they said that she was, her name was Layla. And it's worthy to reflect on the point that you have two families, the family of Umar bin Khattab and with the righteous, and the Umayyad family. Even as a youth, Abdulaziz possessed a remarkably good character as regards to his dedication to pursue knowledge, his obvious interest in the Ahadith. In favor of his own merit, he once sat in company of Abu Huraira and others amongst the Sahaba and studied the Ahadith, continued to excel even after appointment as the governor of Egypt. And he would habitually appeal to the Levant, the Sham, to send to him whatever they've attained in terms of the Ahadith of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, apart from that which was narrated from Abu Huraira, because he was already familiar with that. Umar bin Abdulaziz's father was the type of person who was accustomed to addressing important matters, and both before and after he became the governor of Egypt, from the time he entered Egypt, he longed to rule over it, and for that reason that he exerted great effort from then onwards to meet his this aspiration one day. And he did not assume this position, but became one of the finest and most generous Umayyad governors. Every day, 1,000 dishes would be prepared and placed around his home, in addition to a further 100 dishes brought around for the tribes. And on the subject of his generosity, he used to say, "If a man allows me to give him something knowing that it is from me, then whatever I have of his is greater than what he has of me or mine." Subhanallah. "If a man allows me to give him something knowing that it is from me, then whatever I have of his is greater than what he has of mine." Meaning that he considered it a favor to accept his generosity. Many historians have commended his distinct generosity, munificence, a quality which was coupled with certainty of faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew that Allah had bestowed sustenance, and it was from that he was spending. And that's why he would say, how strange is it that a mu'min believes that Allah provides sustenance to whoever he wills, yet he keeps his money locked away at the expense of great reward and commendation. The same Abdul Aziz was a Allah-fearing man, which was evident from the last words he uttered on his deathbed. He said, "I wish I were of no importance. If only I were a tree flowing water, free-flowing water, or a plant in the land of Hijaz, then it was all over. Then there was no accountability, and that was the end for me." And someone who says that, you can imagine, you know, if a person lives by that, what is his attitude in life? When we look at Umar bin Abdul Aziz's mother, she was known as Ummi Asim, the daughter of Asim bin Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Her father Asim bin Umar, the faqih, the jurist, the nobleman, was also known as Abu Amr, the Quraishi of the Adawi tribe. He was born in the days of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the days of prophethood. And he narrated a hadith from his father and mother, Jamila binti Thabit, a woman of the Ansar. That was his mother. Her father, Thabit bin Abi al-Aqla, he was a tall man in stature from nobility. He was devout, righteous, charitable. This was the character that she had picked up from her father and continued in that way. In terms of the grandfather, Umar bin Khattab, a person, what can we really say about him? As for the maternal grandmother, she had a special status with Umar bin Khattab on the authority of Abdullah bin Zubair al-Aslami. And on the authority of his father, reported that from his grandfather, Aslam said that while I was with Umar bin Khattab in Medina during his frequent journeys in disguise to survey the condition of people, Aslam says, me and Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar, we overheard a milkmaid refusing to obey her mother's orders to adulterate the milk by diluting it with water. And when her mother insisted that Umar would not be none the wiser, the girl replied, "Oh my mother, by Allah, I would never obey you in public and disobey him in private. For if Umar will not come to know, the Lord of Umar knows." And upon hearing this, Umar radiallahu anhu was really impressed. And Umar radiallahu anhu gave the instruction that a mark be put on the door. And the following morning, Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Oh, Aslam passed by that house and purchased milk from the girl to see if she kept her resolve." And he did that. He found that the milk was unadulterated. And Umar radiallahu anhu summoned the girl and her mother to his court and told them what he had heard. And as a reward, he offered to marry this girl to his son Asim. And she accepted, and from this union was the girl named Layla. Now that would be, in due course, become the mother of Umar bin Abdul Aziz. So we see that it is piety that produces piety. It was this lady's piety, and she went on to produce the rightly guided Khalif. It's also reported from Umar bin Abdul Aziz that he had a dream, after which he said that, "I wish I knew this man from my offspring bearing a mark on his face, who will fill the earth with justice, just as it will be filled with injustice and oppression." Abdullah bin Umar used to say that when Al-Khattab family saw that Bilal ibn Abdullah had a mole on his face, they took it as a direct sign of his appointment until Allah brought Umar bin Abdul Aziz. So that is then sets the stage for the arrival of Umar bin Abdul Aziz into this world. We continue with that discussion tomorrow afternoon, inshallah.